You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
I read a fascinating piece in the New York Times recently, essentially saying that older people should be lifting very heavy weights. And it kind of goes against a lot of what I think, you know, we've been told over the years. So we needed to get some answers. And to get those answers, we found Mario Kyanis. He is the founder and CEO of MK1 Personal Training in Madison. And Mario, good morning to you.
Good morning, John. Thanks for having me on. How are you doing?
Absolutely. Doing well, doing well. Let's get to it. What are the key benefits, Mario, of strength training for older adults, as highlighted in that recent New York Times piece that I alluded to?
Yeah, you know, the piece is awesome, and it's glad that people are starting to focus on strength training, because as we get older, hormones change. It becomes hard, if not impossible, to maintain muscle mass. So doing that resistance training is really going to allow people to keep muscle mass on, and it's just going to allow them to live a better quality of life and just move around easier day to day and stay out of pain. So it's great that people are starting to kind of realize that now.
It seems, Mario, that there are just a lot of misconceptions about older individuals when it comes to weightlifting and, you know, and lifting heavy weights. What are those misconceptions, and can you set the record straight as it relates to older? And I hate to put a definition on older, seeing as I'm 50 years old right now, but why don't we just say 50 plus? You know, what are the misconceptions about weightlifting?
Yeah, well, just like you said, the misconceptions are that if, you know, lifting heavy isn't good, lifting heavy is going to hurt your joints, lifting heavy is going to hurt your body. It really comes down to progressing safely. Lifting heavy is kind of the only way you can actually put on muscle. If you're just doing these, you know, high volumes, lightweight, it's not going to be as beneficial as lifting heavy. The problem is when someone kind of goes into the gym on their own and tries to lift super heavy, that's where you get injured. But if you're able to progress properly, so you're either seeing someone or taking your time in working up to those heavier weights, that is the way to put on muscle mass, as opposed to people that are just kind of walking or doing cardio, which is great. But pairing that with a great resistance training program is the true way to put on muscles and get the benefit of what that article says, which is better quality of life and just feeling better moving around, whether that's working with your kids, grandparents, whatever it may be. Resistance training is going to do that for you. So it's great that people are starting to see that.
How does lifting weights help combat, you know, this idea of decline in bone density that comes with aging? Because I know that's a concern across the board as well.
Yeah, and it's fairly simple, because bone density comes from lack of movement and lack of going through these heavier movements. So kind of like we've just been talking about, lifting heavy things, which at first could really just be your body weight, especially if you haven't worked out in a while, is going to allow you to put on the muscle, which then allows your bone density to kind of stop that that decline that we see it with so many people as they get older. So when you go to the doctor, you'll see they normally say, all right, your bone density is going down. Start resistance training. It's kind of the first thing that everybody says.
So I know you have a lot of older clients. What are kind of the most effective exercises or routines that you recommend for your aging clients? And obviously, I know it depends on what kind of, you know, injuries they might have and things of that sort. But generally, what do you recommend? I'd imagine it's not go into the gym and put 300 pounds of weights on the bar and start pressing.
Yeah, that may not be the best for most people. That's where we'll see those injuries. But what it really comes down to is, one, what is somebody going to enjoy doing? And that's individualized, obviously. If you're doing something that you're like, oh, I got to go and do this today, it's not going to be sustainable. You're not going to want to do it. But from a true efficiency standpoint, it's really what your capacity is at that level. So if you're doing bodyweight squats is tough for you to do, we're going to have you do bodyweight movements until you have the capacity in your joints and in your muscles to work to using weights. So it comes down to what's going to challenge you and what's not going to push you too much into those injuries. But we got to push you past that point of movements that are too easy. So it's really challenging yourself in a safe manner, and it's super individualized to people. And like I said, it really comes down to doing things that you also enjoy.
What if you have never lifted a weight before in your life, or probably better said, you haven't done it since your mid-20s, and now you're in your mid-50s, your mid-60s? I mean, you know, what do you say to those folks?
Well, one, I say start slow. I would say do a lot of research, you know, look up what you can be doing, because a personal trainer is a big financial commitment. And I would say it's great to get in with a personal trainer or with a friend that knows what they're doing, because that's going to give you the knowledge to be able to safely get into exercising. Find someone that knows what they're doing, get some help. And if you could stay with them for a long time, stay with them, but pick up whatever knowledge you can, because if you try to do it on your own, like I said, you're going to get those injuries, which is going to just kind of stop you from your journey in general. So talk to someone that knows what they're doing and get as much from them as you can, I say, is the most important thing.
And I know we only have a couple minutes left with Mario Kyanis from MK1 Personal Training in Madison. Mario, how important is diet as it plays into, you know, weightlifting? Meaning, you know, if you start an older person on weightlifting, is it imperative that their diet change a little bit as well? Or what do you tell clients?
It is super important given their situations. We have an 84-year-old gentleman we're working with right now, hasn't changed his diet up too much, and he's put on about 4 pounds of muscle in the last half a year just from consistently coming in. But most cases, especially if you're pushing yourself, the diet is the important part in the sense of also being able to continue to progress and push yourself. So if you start pushing someone to the point where they're really fatiguing, if they don't get their fuel in post-workout or consistently throughout the week, you're not going to be able to continue to progress as your program goes along. So honestly, a lot of people say it's about 70%, 80% of everything and importance of lifting.
Is there benefit, Mario, to, let's say you can't commit to, you know, lifting X number of times a week or...
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Whatever, people are busy, or, you know, their bodies aren't up to it completely. Is there benefit to, say, you know, weightlifting once a week if you can, or is it really a matter of, you know, you have to be committed to it and committed to kind of a longer term, you know, play?
Listen, anything is good. Movement is medicine. If you could stand up out of your chair in the middle of your meetings for work and do some air squats, and that's all you may have the time for, you know, at that given point in your life, that's good. Any movement is good. Obviously, the more you commit and the more you put time aside to be consistent, it's going to be better for you. But whatever you can do is good. And that's really it.
Mario Kyanis is the founder and CEO of MK1 Personal Training in Madison, Connecticut. Mario, how can people keep up with you guys?
We are on Facebook and Instagram at MK1PersonalTraining.com. That kind of really shows our personality, especially on Instagram. And then from there, you'll kind of have the links to all of our stuff to keep up with us. And we always start with a free assessment. So if you're in the Madison area and you want to check us out, it's free of charge, and you can learn some things about your body that'll allow you not to get hurt when you're on your own.
Very interesting stuff, Mario. Thank you so much for your time, and we appreciate it. There are a lot of misconceptions out there about lifting heavy if you're getting into your grayer years like I am.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.